Debris investigated in hunt for Malaysian jets.
Three pieces of metal, one about the size of a car.
U.S. troops on exercises in Ukraine's shadow.
We take our obligations very, very seriously on the continent of Europe.
100 years of the friendly confines.
We take you to beautiful Wrigley Field, the home of the Chicago Cubs.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It may be another dead end, but in the frustrating hunt for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, attention has turned to debris that washed up on a beach.
Australian officials are describing the debris as consistent with airplane wreckage. They've sent pictures of what's been found to Malaysian government officials for identification. Police are guarding the beach at Augusta, located south of Perth. It's further south than the search area for MH370. Officials warn there's nothing yet confirmed and they won't describe their findings publicly just yet. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Brisbane, Australia.
A U.S. sub is still searching the Indian Ocean floor for any possible traces of the jet. In South Korea, the confirmed death toll is now 156 in the ferry sinking last week. Divers are beginning to tear through cabin walls to retrieve more bodies. 11 crew members are under arrest. Hundreds of U.S. infantry troops are arriving in Poland and other parts of Eastern Europe with the Ukraine crisis simmering.
These exercises are hoped to send a message to Russia that the U.S. will protect its allies.
It's more than symbology. The kind of work that we're going to be doing is real infantry training, and that's not insignificant.
Pentagon spokesman Admiral John Kirby says Russia is doing nothing to de-escalate the tensions in Ukraine, and the Baltic countries and Poland are growing increasingly concerned. These military exercises could continue through the rest of the year. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, The Pentagon.
Ukraine may be the top international issue on President Obama's mind, but now he's in Japan, first stop on a swing through Asia.
President Obama's talks with Japanese Prime Minister Abe will cover trade, growing concerns about North Korea, and disputes with China. Jamie Metzl with the Asia Society says Mr. Obama's week-long visit to the region will center on reasserting the U.S. role.
This trip is about saying America has been in Asia for more than 100 years. We're going to be there for the next 100 years, and we're showing up.
The president will also carry that message to South Korea, Malaysia, and the Philippines. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Tokyo.
A government report says the IRS paid $1 million in bonuses to its workers who owed taxes. CBS's Dan Revive.
Two-thirds of its employees, that's almost 70,000 workers, got some time off or extra cash. And in a recent three-year period, they included more than 1,100 who owed back taxes. The inspector general says that's in conflict with the IRS's mission. The IRS responds that everything was in compliance with federal regulations. But rules are being changed.
The American middle class is not what it used to be. CBS's Vicki Barker joins us with the latest evidence.
When middle-income Americans were the envy of the world.
Father knows best.
But surveys taken over 35 years show middle-class Americans are now falling behind their counterparts in many other advanced economies when it comes to after-tax income and quality of life. Even the poor in some places are better off than low-income Americans. The New York Times says there's no single reason, but many of those countries tax the rich more and give the poor more than America does. Steve?
Pilots at JetBlue have voted to unionize, a sharp reversal from two votes within the past 5 years rejecting the Airline Pilots Association. Tom Parsons of BestFares.com says it won't mean much for passengers.
I think John Q. Public is not going to see a blink in the eye. If they do get more money, we're already seeing airfares being forced up because of the cost of fuel.
Expedition groups have begun canceling climbs on Mount Everest because of the walkout by Sherpa guides after last week's deadly avalanche. They're upset over pay and benefits. There's a flood of social media reaction from all over to the New York City Police Department's online photo campaign that became a case of good cop, bad cop. We're live with CBS's Heather Bosch.
Hashtag got more than they bargained for. New York police asked people to tweet pictures of themselves posing and interacting with officers. But most of the hashtag my NYPD pics show cops allegedly roughing up Occupy Wall Street protesters. One caption says, changing hearts and minds one baton at a time. A comment with a picture of officers hauling away a protester reads, need a lift? Another photo shows a bloodied elderly man who was arrested for jaywalking. The tweets have gone viral. A New York City police spokesperson says the uncensored and open dialogue is good for the city.
In Washington, L.A. Angels slugger Albert Pujols reached a Major League Baseball milestone on Fox Sports West.
This ball's hit well. There she goes. Welcome to the 500 home run club, Albert Pujols.
He's the 26th player to reach 500 home runs. Plenty of home runs have flown out of Chicago's Wrigley Field. From Harry Carey's seventh-inning sing-alongs to the ivy-covered walls, there's plenty of history at the home of the Cubs, 100 years old today. CBS's Dean Reynolds.
The outfield fences covered in vines, the old grandstands, and the quaint manual scoreboard have made a timeless impact on ticket holders of every generation.
My dad took me here. I took my kids here. His dad took him here. I mean, so when you think about Wrigley Field, it's not just a baseball.
Baseball has not been very good to Wrigley and vice versa. The club took 74 years to just install lights for night games here. Whether it helped the players' vision is unclear.
Zuleta tries to dig it out twice, three times, still trying to dig it.
Some long-suffering Cub fans actually blame Wrigley for the Cubs' woes.
You live in a certain place and bad things keep happening to you, you just start to get the heebie-jeebies.
And yet back the fans come year after year, drawn as much to the field itself as to the teams who toil on it.
Come on, I can't keep up with you.
Cubs Hall of Famer Ernie Banks appreciates that support.
Do you think there'll be a 200th birthday of Wrigley Field?
Yeah, it's the friendly confines and it will be here forever.
Dean Reynolds, CBS News, Chicago.
He's been on the CBS Late Show before, but last night, Stephen Colbert showed up for the first time since being named to replace David Letterman when he retires next year.
They could have just as easily hired another boob like me.
Ah.
But they didn't. They hire a guy.
They hired a boob like me.
No.
This is the day historians believe William Shakespeare was born 450 years ago.
What better way to pay tribute to the bard than by giving out books on his birthday? For the third year in a row, 25,000 volunteers will hand out 500,000 special edition books in underfunded schools, hospitals, shelters, Little League games, and even bars. World Book Night's Carl Lennertz.
Their entertainment, their information, a look at another life. You know, if you're in a bad situation, which I think half our recipients are in, a book is this gift, and it can change their life.
For the first time, people can also get a free e-book with 10 short stories. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
It's been thought an asteroid big enough to destroy a major city is a threat to Earth about every 3,000 years. But a private group that studies the skies now says it's more like once a century. The outfit, led by a former shuttle astronaut, plans to build an orbiting telescope to get a better look. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.